Human nature, as I understand it, is this conscious and unconscious need to operate from a place of ego. According to Eckhart Tolle, ego is a false sense of self. It is who we think we are. The story and narratives we create about ourselves, for us, and for others. The more we experience pain and suffering in the form of trauma from those who are closest to us, partners, friends, family members, and colleagues, the more we find evidence to believe the story about who we are. Examples are, I am not loved, or I am not good enough, or I am not worthy. This image or perception of ourself is what shapes how we show up in the world. And often, this is not from a place of power, truth, and authenticity, but from a place of falsehood, from our ego. We internalize this image or perception and allow it to impact the way we relate to others. This false sense of self, coupled with living in an inequitable and consumer-driven world, does not help. Instead, we dive deeper into our ego, which feeds our desire to survive at all costs. We strive to feel worthy and alive through the material possessions we attain in our life, a fancy car, high-paying job, or a big house. And we are then motivated to have more of these things at the expense of what truly brings us joy. Now, I'm not saying that it's terrible to have material possessions that we can enjoy, as long as we don't feel like these things are the only way we can be happy. And we are operating and aligned from a place that is our highest sense of self, our values, vision, passion, and purpose, then we can feel the most fulfilled and joyful. So how does change happen in the context of human nature? Change happens in the context of human nature when we are able to build our self-awareness to recognize the ways that we're holding generations of trauma in our bodies, minds, and spirits. We begin to recognize how much pain and suffering we have experienced over time that then impacts how we physically show up in the world and relate to people in our lives. Once we begin to build this level of self-awareness, it is the first step to beginning a lifelong journey of healing to release trauma and all the false images of ourselves that we no longer need. We are able to move through the world from a place of love and not ego. We can work on disrupting patterns that hold us back and instead focus on aligning ourselves to operate from our highest sense of self, which is from a place of vision and purpose. And we're also in more choice. We no longer need to find evidence to support a false image or perception of ourselves because we are in our true and authentic power.